You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast. Good to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the podcast where we look ahead to a couple of races at Catterick on Friday. We've also got meetings at Chepstow and Lingfield in the afternoon and your usual double helping of all-weather action on Friday evening. Wolverhampton and Dundalk on the programme on Friday night. Dave Kellner will be joined by Gary Capel and Andrew Mount in the studio. My name is Sam Norris and Chris Pimlott is the man alongside me tasked with finding a couple of winners on Friday's card. Pimus, how are you?
Very good afternoon to you, Sam. I'm in good form, thank you. I'm pleased to say that wet January is over and I'm now looking
forward to wet February.
Correct, or even wetter February.
Good.
Than that. So yeah, all good, happy days.
I should have introduced the podcast by saying that I'm joined by point-to-point training supremo, Chris Pimlott. So you had a bit of success in the last few days in the point-to-point.
We did indeed, yeah. We got off the cold list, so that's a big relief. With a horse called Do Hollow Tornado, which my son Max bought at Cheltenham in November for a new syndicate that we've put together called the All for the Crack Syndicate.
Okay, good.
And he was having his first run for us. We fancied him, and he got the job done. I mean, a little bit of a scare close home, as in he'd gone to the front about three fences from home and just got a little bit lonely out in front, and one came finishing fast either side of the track. On looking at it, first off, he'd won by a clear length,
but
for whatever reason, somebody said they called a photograph.
Right, okay.
So, you know, a few little twitchy moments there, but there's a fair roar went up when they called number three, that's for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So, happy days.
Yeah, good that you're off the cold list as well, because you're never a man shy of pointing out when your colleagues are on the cold list.
Exactly, yeah. And so, we had a poor season last year simply because the three horses we had last year were no good. Top and bottom of it.
Yeah.
Whereas this season, we've had a winner from just three runners. And the other two ran okay on their debut runs for us. So, yeah, fingers crossed we're going to have a much better season. We've got some nice horses to come out. Two horses similar to Do Hollow Tornado that had won the maiden point-to-points in Ireland. One's called Streets of Milan, which we bought him at the Ascot October sale. And another little horse called Rockmount Rocker, who again won his maiden in Ireland and now is going to go into his restrictors over here. So a couple of nice horses there. And we've also got a horse that a lot of the listeners will know in the shape of Young Dylan.
Yes, of course.
He was trained by Dr. Newland. We bought him at Doncaster, I think it was a September, October sale. He's a little bit quirky, but he has got an engine.
Nice.
And if we can just find the key to him to get his... To put his best foot forward, then he could be quite exciting in the point-to-point field.
Yeah,
and I think he's gonna make his debut at Duncan Park, which is Helmsley, week this Sunday.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah, but just kicking going. The Yorkshire area is very steady at this time of year. You've got your first one at Mick Easterby's, which was mid-January, and then really you've got to travel.
Yeah,
we're gonna go send one to Annick this weekend. And then after that, we start getting them much nearer to home. So we've got 2 weeks' time, Duncan Park. Then we've got Askham Brian just down the A64. So it'll kick off for us in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Good. Any chance of seeing any of these turn up at Cheltenham, Pimus?
I shouldn't think so. Not this year. But the dream with that Young Dylan would be if you could get him qualified to go to the Fox Hunters, because all he does is stay.
Yeah, okay.
He's had a couple of outings over fences and he was a little bit hesitant, a little bit careful. So we need to try and... work through that with him, but you know, he had a rating of 133, 135 over hurdles. So, relate that to the job, we should be okay.
Yeah, definitely. Hunter Chase is under rules to target for some of them at some stage this season, or will stick to pointing.
Well, no, we'd like to see how Do Hollow Tornado fares in his next, because he's going to move up a grade now to intermediate, and if he cut the mustard at the intermediate, we'd more than likely try and look for a little hunter chaser him somewhere, because he's still a maiden, so you know, he wouldn't be taking on you know, more experienced horses, sort of thing.
Yeah. If anyone hasn't seen the picture, by the way, I think Sean Quinn put a picture on Twitter. Some superb colours that your jockey was wearing as well. Who were they picked out by? Sort of yellow with the orange flames on.
Yeah,
them.
That's what they're called. Red with yellow flames.
Yes,
I think they are.
Right.
They're cherished colours.
Yeah.
And the members of All for the Crack Partnership obviously bought them.
That's what I imagine the inside of your mind looks like. That is, Pim. It's just
you're frazzled.
Yeah. Colourful and crazy.
I think that's more than likely dead right. Yeah. You're more than likely. Cracked it there, yeah. Yeah, but they were different.
Yeah, yeah, they were.
They certainly had one or two people chuntering one way or another. Yeah.
Yeah, well, at least you won't miss them anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, the one thing is for certain, you wouldn't be able to give one a run in them, would you?
No, true.
If that sort of thing goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you're going to have to play by the rules in them.
Correct, yeah, definitely.
Afraid. Yeah. Best of luck with the pointers then going forward. Anything else on your mind at the moment, Pim, as we head into this fabulous weekend of racing across the Irish Sea?
Oh, wonderful. Mm. Do I wish I was going. I was very fortunate in the days when Jadami was winning it in the Hennessy Gold Cup over there in February that we had some real fun times over there. Stunning racing there this weekend. Wonderful prize money. And, it's very much to look forward to. In today's news, obviously sad about Smad Place being retired, but he's been a wonderful servant and he's gone out in one piece, basically.
Yes.
All good. And I loved the interview with Michael O'Leary in today's post. It was exactly what you'd imagine from the boss of Ryanair, you know. Take no whatever.
Yeah.
Just take the money and run and, you know.
He's an interesting character.
Get a grip of yourselves, lads. You know, you won't win if you don't work, and if you don't grasp the nettle, then you're not going to go forward. It was an interesting article, but I suppose it didn't tell us too much that we didn't already know about him.
Yeah, quite.
You know?
Yes, I'd agree with that.
Certainly, with the article, you definitely know that you would take no extra baggage with Mr. O'Leary.
Yeah, quite. In the metaphorical sense and in the literal sense with his airline at times.
Correct. Yeah, correct. That's if the flight isn't cancelled.
Indeed. Let's move on to some of Friday's action. I'm going to take a look at two races from Catterick on this edition of the podcast. There's also jumps racing at Chepstow and action on the all-weather at Lingfield in the afternoon. Wolverhampton and Dundalk coming up Friday night. But we'll start with Catterick's 2:55 race. A handicap hurdle here over 3 miles and a furlong. This is a qualifier. There are 6 runners down to go to post. Most of these arriving here in good form, Pimmers. The market will probably be formed around Tony Bloom's horse at the top there, Kansas City Chief, who's under a £7 penalty for Neil Mulholland. But there could just be a little bit more progress to come from this one, I thought.
Oh, yeah, I think there could be an awful lot more for this fella, Kansas City Chief. He was dropped in grade last time out and he got the job done very, very nicely indeed. £7 penalty for that easy success. James Kings takes £5 off that again. And I would imagine that they've plotted this little scheme together. Get ease him in grade, get a win, and then we go again quickly. And, you know, he's sure to have had his confidence bolstered by that success last time out. He's definitely a player and a worthy favourite, to be honest. But as you quite rightly said, one or two of these coming in the race in good form as well. Nice and easy run, well in defeat behind Crack de Loose last time out here. At Catterick, you've got Planet Nine, who's been running fairly consistently of late. He was third of 10 behind Hear No Evil at Catterick back in January. Royal Salute, well, he's the obviously one that you wouldn't put into the equation, having fell and pulled up the last couple of times. Dark Sunset comes for the very much informed yard of Donald McCain, and he was a readied winner at Doncaster when he beat Big Penny by 2 lengths last time out. And the other one that you'd give small chance to was Tom Kevy, who again was a long, long way behind Topville Ben at Haydock last time out. So, competitors though it may be, I think they've plotted a little route for Kansas City Chief, and despite the £7 penalty, I think he's the one they've all got to beat.
Kansas City Chief then to follow up under that penalty in the 2:55 at Catterick. Landed a bit of a punt at Doncaster last week as well, and could well go in again on Friday. We move on to the 4:05, staying at Catterick then for a handicap chase. This one again over a trip of 3 miles and a furlong. And again, we've got 6 runners lined up. They go over fences this time around, but there could be a similarly short price favourite, again with a £7 penalty, again for Neil Mulholland and Mr. James King. Bit of a theme here.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a theme arriving here, and that's in the shape of Mount Oliver, who was a readied winner at Fontwell last time out, 3 mile 2 which is a trip. So 3 mile one tomorrow certainly won't be an issue for him. Again, he looks a progressive sort of horse. He unseated the previous run, but he came back to form last time out. James King, quite a capable young pilot, again taking £5 off his back, and again more than likely they had this little route plotted for Mount Oliver. And even with that £7 penalty, only has 10 stone 10 to carry tomorrow afternoon. But Istica Beg Lane's interesting from the Sue Smith yard. She's been in good form, as too has Danny Cook. And this one, I thought, ran well enough behind her until winning when third of eight at Rowarket Raisin just 16 days ago. In the hole, disappointed when pulled up at Chaddesley Corbett. That was a point to point, so he's gone back into training now. Boy from Nowhere makes a long journey from the Adrian Wintle yard, and he finished fourth last time out, but again was completely tailed off. He'd really have to bounce back to form. Mount Oliver, we've discussed. Inchcombe has been running competitively well without sort of troubling the judge too much, and was a long way behind the last bridge at Market Raisin last time out. And same for Tommy the Rascal, again 21 days since we last saw this one, and he finished third behind Fly Home Harry at Huntingdon, but again he's only rated 73, so not one of the better horses that we're going to be seeing performing at Catterick tomorrow afternoon. So it's an interesting little race. Obviously Mount Oliver is going to be popular, but I'm going to side with the Sue Smith runner, Istica Beg Lane.
Istica Beg Lane, then, the top weight in the 405 at Catterick, gets the nod. And just remind us quickly then, your two selections for Friday's card, if you would please, Pimmons.
Yep, in the 255, we're going to go for the top weight, Kansas City Chief. And also in the 405, top weight once again, Istica Beg Lane.
Could be a top weight double in those two races then at Catterick. They join Chepstow and Lingfield in the afternoon with Wolverhampton and Dundalk on Friday evening. Dave Kellner, Gary Capewell and Andrew Mount will be in the studio guiding you through all of the racing from around about 1 o'clock on Friday. Hope you can join us for all of that on Racing Radio. Pimmons, pleasure as ever and best of luck.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.